This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Umm Kulthum says, one of my favorite hobbies is to apply mehendi. Mehendi is henna, which is a natural substance that women apply on their bodies. Men may dye their hair to change the whiteness and the color of it with it. And it's a natural substance found in nature, used as dye and used as a form of decoration on the body. So Kulthum says, so I used to apply mehendi and take videos of it and upload it on YouTube. My doubt is it permissible to show our hands in videos or is it haram? I thought hands do not come under awra, meaning hijab. So I want to clarify whether it is haram or not. Yes, it is an issue of dispute, whether the face and hands of a woman are part of her awra, because she should cover from head to toe, or the whole body of a woman is awra, must be covered with the exception of the face and the hands. So it's an issue of dispute among scholars. I, as you probably know, I'm inclined to the opinion that says that a woman must cover from head to toe, including the hands. The evidences are many, but this is not the time to discuss them. Now, having said that, even those scholars that say the face and the hands of a woman is not a awra, and she may expose them in public, they say, these scholars, that it must not be adorned. So a woman wearing full hijab, uncovering her face and hands, cannot put makeup or adorn herself, because this defies the purpose of hijab, even though they say that it is permissible for her to expose her face. Likewise, having mehendi on your hands and showing it in videos, this is not permissible, whether it is awra or not awra, because it defies the purpose of hijab and it adorns a woman, beautifies her, and people are not in the same level of righteousness and fearing Allah Azza wa Jal. So there might be men out there who are tempted by these beautiful soft skin hand with these decorations on them. And I've stated this before, if you would like to commercialize your job, you can use 7-year-old children. So girls of 7-year-old can have their hands adorned like this and exposed, and maybe even their faces and bodies, because they don't have a specific awra at that age, 7 years and younger. So you can use your decorations on their hands and show them normally on videos. An extra bit of advice. I've noticed among practicing women specifically that they have the tendency to become famous, to become recognized and well known. So I know of sisters who want to spread their art of mehendi, as Kulthum stated. Some of them wants to show their cooking abilities. So they make videos on cooking. Some of them would like to show their art of photography, landscape. So they make blogs, Instagram posts, or even YouTube channel clips. and so on. Unfortunately, most of those who are engaged in such activities fall in the trap of the shaitan. We have a saying in Arabic, حب الظهور قسم الظهور. Zuhur in the first phrase, meaning to be famous and known. Zuhur in the second phrase means the back of an individual, the spine of an individual. So the love of being famous and exposed broke the spine and the backs of those people. Why? Because we've noticed that people want to be famous in any way. So they do stunts. Some of them may jump off a plane. Some of them may use bungee jumping. Some of them may sit with a lion or swim with sharks and photograph this and have it on their social media just to be famous. And this is a dangerous thing because it leads people to be distracted from their da'wah, from their private life, and sometimes from their chastity. We've seen people exposing their lives on Instagram, on Snapchat, showing the whole world that this is my house, this is my son, this is my girl, I do this, I do that, when we play together, when we eat, this is new food, this is a new restaurant, and they don't have any privacy anymore. And not only that, it becomes their purpose in life. So even women who were fully niqabi start to adorn themselves with the niqab. So they try their level best to maybe, okay, this is one of the alarms that I have to interrupt. So excuse me. Okay, apologies. So they start to compromise their hijab and start to care less about their niqab. And little by little, documenting their photos with their husbands, with the children, little by little, showing a bit of their hands, a bit of their faces, until they take the niqab completely. This is how shaitan works. So I urge our sisters to be careful and to watch their hearts. Don't let shaitan drag your feet. And also the brothers, don't let the number of viewers be your target. Don't just want to post something on Twitter or Instagram or Snapchat or YouTube just to draw people to watch you. And if you don't have anything beneficial, maybe just photograph yourself on a hilltop with the sun setting behind you. That's a nice scene. What is this? Have a life and be dedicated to what you do. Seek Allah's pleasure rather than seeking the number of viewers. If you want, you need to succeed, inshallah. As